I can only give you what I know. I can only be me and deliver me the way that I know to do. I just got to be me. And as he was talking about our belief systems, if we want true restoration and wholeness, we have to be willing to let belief systems go and let them be tore down, no matter how long we've had them in us. Because that's what a lot of our physical problems have come from, is belief systems that may have came in as a truth, but we created more around them and made them to be something greater and didn't let that truth pass on through us. We've let it stay with an image in us that has blocked us and that has kept truth from flowing. He said, are we willing to let truth pass through us? We got to let it continually pass through us to leave its effect. We don't let it stop in us to build a system around of a belief system. I was sharing with them last night, and I wanted to share this again the other morning when I woke up, and I was asking a lot of questions in me and wanted some answers, and I began to write. And this is what came out. And I hope, I don't know if this means to y'all what it did to me when I got it and what it means every time I read it. I hear truth. I mean, I know this is truth. This is the living Word of God today. We have called that the Word of God. And when some of that was given to the original men that it was given to, it was the Word of God for their day. You know what I'm saying? They did get a living Word. They were that Word. They did get that. We do get, but that's not all there is to God. So we've got to be willing to hear what he's saying today, you know, and quit living on what was said to somebody else that's been passed down and said, this is it and this is what we've got to have. This is what was coming to me that Thursday morning. I have some things to tell you, to share with you, things that will open you up for this new day, a day that no man has seen or heard of before. It has been talked about, but man has not touched the concept of what this day is about. The day has already begun as it has always been. It is now being brought into this present age that earth man is in. You are being raised in consciousness to know all things, a place that you only have been able to obtain after you have laid down your earthly bodies. But now is the time to bring this body into this realm. You will see great things and know all things. This is a work that I am doing. God, energy, spirit, love, light, life. It is not what you are doing. It just is. I have created a body to put myself in, and now that body is bringing me forth. Let me take this body to where I have designed it to be. Trust that I created it and I can sustain it. Yes, I did tell you that this body knows how to take care of itself, knows how to heal itself. I put that intelligence in it. It is me, God. Now, let me do what I have designed to do, but few have allowed it. I want a body willing to let me come forth without man trying to do it themselves. I will lead you and guide you. I sustain you and keep you. Trust me. Let go and trust me. Yes, you are energy, and your healing comes through that energy that you are. That is my substance. I am in you, around you. I am you. You are not apart from me. You have been here many times before in other bodies and other lifetimes. This is the time to bring me forth. Do not doubt what I am saying and doing in you. Let no man bring doubt to you. Know that I am God. You are me. You have found and touched that place I put in you, and now I am bringing it forth. Love all, love all, love all. I am working and coming forth in all man as I will. Every man is in his own place with me. Let me be in them as I am in you. Just be who you are. I have such great things ahead for you. I will bring forth to your remembrance things as I see fit for you. I will keep you. Just know that I am God. Be at peace and know. When I began to write, I didn't know one word what the next one was going to be. It just was flowing as I was writing. I mean, as I was just in such an awareness of me and of God and of a place that I was in another realm and in my true being of who I am, my true essence of me, not of a physical being that I have looked in the mirror and related to as me, but as the being that is in there, that is my true being, that is coming out now. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you and kind of lay something down there. I kind of wanted to bring back and show y'all again the cross and the sinners that he was talking about, with each sinner in them. And this area here of our cross that is here, this is our body, this is our cross that we bear. And we have these sinners in this cross. The root is the glands that go with each one of these. And it's according to who you study after as to some of the glands are said to be with different areas. And our first, what they're called, chakras or energy centers, however you want to call them, they're seals that are in us in this physical body that have to be open because we are energy. We know that. I am energy. I am life, light, and light, which is energy, which is the substance of God. That is what God is. He is not a man. He is this all that creates. And I am, my energy that I am has slowed down to give a physical form visibility that you can see. And we have each done that. This is slowed down energy, but it's still energy. This guitar, this chair, this furniture, this house is all energy that is slowed down into a form that we can see and touch and perceive as substance here. And we all have a different form of that. But these centers that are in us are the wheels that are in the wheels that Ezekiel, that he was talking about. And when they are blocked, we have a lot of physical problems because they have to be opened. Our root area is what grounds us into our family ties, what gives us tribal awareness. And we come up to our sacral, which is our spleen area, our belly. It's the pancreas that gives us another awareness. Women especially relate in this. This is the area that is related to a lot of times to conception and birth. Every single one of these energies, these centers, has a male and a female side. That is our male and our female. We have talked about the earth down here and the heaven up here and our male and our female. I am neither male or female, but yet I am both male and female. That is what we all have, that balance in us. And the form that I am in is a female form. But the being that I am is both. Is male, it's neither and it's both. I know that sounds hard to explain, but we have had that separated and not realized that we are both. We are both. And so we all have the conflicts of the male and the female, or the joining. We've had them both. we go into our solar plex area, and it carries in us a lot of hurts and pains and areas in us that we have held on to and generations, and we've lived out of all of this strength area and all of this here lower realm. This is the earth realm. We've lived out of this realm most of our being. We have projected out of that. We have known and perceived out of that. We've built images out of that. We've been hurt that started way back in childhood, and we've stored it, and we've lived in that earth realm. We come up to the heart, and our heart here is our ability to love and to receive love, to give love and to receive love. But it's not only the ability for me to love you and receive love from you. It is the ability for me to love me and to receive love from me. And that is an emotion that we have, that love. That's not the love that this is the emotion here. But it's our ability to have that and to understand that in relationship. Heart disease is the number one killer in the country. And it's because of hurts and pains that we've had in relationships that we've carried through. I've told y'all before, they told me I had a heart attack. I don't take that, they said. But the thing is, I know that in my years past, I had my heart broken in a relationship. Broken, and felt the pain of that. And I remember standing in the shower just crying and just not understanding and just weeping and feeling such a pain in my chest because my heart was broken because of everything that I had built around and thought was reality in my life and had put my dreams and hope in, had crushed and come tumbling down. And I seen that it wasn't what I thought it was. I've seen things, the ugliness of things come through of a new relationship. And so I felt a physical pain in me. And not knowing how to release that and let that flow through me and out of me and understanding of that, I let it lodge, which we have all done. Over the years, I begin to have a healing from that. I could move on past that. I had got past that. But I believe that what they perceived as my having a heart attack was the result of something that I had held on to there that had hurt, the hurts and the pains that a relationship that had come through that area right there had done, damage. And then I had a physical I had an appearance of it in my body. But I know that if I had stayed put in that relationship and that had happened where it showed up in my body, I wouldn't be standing here today. I'd be in the grave. But God, in His mercy, had healed me to pull me out and then allowed my body to react later when I could handle it. And it couldn't take me under. It couldn't take me to the grave. That's the mercies and the love of God, that He knows how. He put a design in here, and this thing knows how to handle it. It knows what to do. But it passed through there. It's gone. There's no more lodging there. The effects of it have been seen, and they're gone to no more come back because that's been released. But that's an example of the things that we have held on to, the pains and the hurts that we have held on to that's caused physical ailments in us in different areas of our bodies. But I believe that's why heart attack is the number one, because it's our relationships with each other. Cannot have a relationship with the other. I cannot open myself up to you to have a relationship with you, and only all I'm going to receive out of that is the good in that relationship. You know, I cannot just say, okay, I won't have anything but the good in that. Because it's sometimes we hurt each other unintentionally. I might not do something to you or say something to you that is just as pleasing to you that you would like. But I might not do it intentionally. You know, I don't want to hurt you intentionally. I don't want to give you pain. But if what you perceive out of me isn't the expectations I live up to, then it's going to cause you pain. And so that's how our relationships have gone. We have perceived something greater that it should be than what it ended up being. And so we've caused pain. But when we begin to see and understand the lesson that's there, we see what it was about. We look at the whole picture of it. I don't look at you. If you come at me and you cause me, if I'm disappointed in something, I'm not going to look at you for the and say, well, what about you? I'm going to look in here and say, okay, what is that? What did that touch in me? What did that touch in me that I need to look at in me? And so when we begin to see these things in the perspective that they belong in, we don't let them lodge. We'll understand them and then we let them go. We haven't done that because we had no understanding of it. We go to the throat area, the thyroid area, and a lot of women wrestle with this area. The thyroid is imbalanced. This area is our creative area that manifests our feelings because we speak it out of here. So our hurts, we speak it out. Our anger, we speak it out. Women, a lot of times, to keep peace, will swallow it. And they won't speak it out a lot of times because they want to be accepted and loved. So I can't tell you how I really feel. That's just women. We do that so much. So there's a lot of women that have a thyroid problem from swallowing. They're shut down their creative ability because of their swallowing and keeping inward. But when we have that open and we can express ourselves and our creative being comes out, the manifestation of us, we can express who we really are in love and know there's no judgment, you know, that there's acceptance. And we move up to the next area is our third, which they have called the third eye, which is the this is the pituitary gland. And this is the gland that's right up here. It's our third eye, where a knowingness, an awareness comes in. That's when we have moved into our heavens. We have brought this earth up now to meet our heavens. And we begin to have an awareness of God and of our true being, of greater than earth realm. We've moved out of our earth realm. We've moved up. And it comes up through our crown area, which is the pineal gland. They say is little bitty. Man believes it used to be about the size of a golf ball. Pineal gland. Yeah. And now they say it is about the size of a pea. And man. And when it is opened, it's like got a lid on the top. And when it is opened, it opens like that. And that is our awareness of divine. That's where we're aware of divine. Yeah. We move into that heaven realm as we have an energy that is coiled at the base here that has been called different things, but it's also been called the serpent. And that's what I wanted to call it today. This energy, when it is released, it will come in and it will go up our spine. Yeah. And it connects every bit of our system together. It takes us out of the earth realm. Yes. And it brings us through to the heaven realm. Yeah. And it flows up through to all of us.
Yeah.
I am bigger than my body.
Yeah.
I am not just this body. We are not just this physical form here. We have this around us that is who we are. And when this flows through us and it flows out, they've called this red. It's a red hue when it comes up. But when it flows out, it connects and it comes back through. It connects up here to the divine, which causes it to be golden. It comes back through and it flows back through and it becomes white as it flows through and around us. Because it connects us to who we are, to who God is. God placed himself. He made a place. That's what the story in Genesis in the beginning is about. He made a protected place in each one of us that is pure and is holy and is undefiled. No man has touched it. No man has ever defiled it, nor can they ever defile it. And we have that. He placed that inward. He said it's eastward in Eden. That is inward. Eastward is also inward. And it doesn't only do with revelation, it does with inward. I'm inward. And he placed that inward, and Eden is meaning in space and in time. He slowed it down in space and in time. And thus, we are that. We are that place. We have that in us. Now, when this begins to be released in us, and it flows through us, and it goes through that place, that sacred place, we've bared our cross. We've truly bared our cross. We have brought the earth and the heavens together, the male and the female together. And we can have balance. We can have our wholeness. That is where our wholeness comes from. That's where our wholeness comes from. Because we are allowing this now to touch the divine. That's part of us. That is part of us. That is not separate from us. We, like he said, it's only been separate through here. We've only allowed it in the mind. But it's never been. But our awareness of this now brings healing to these bodies, brings wholeness to this body.
That's where we're going.
That is where we're going. The energy that I am, I don't know if y'all can feel me or not. I feel like I am bigger than this room right now. Because my energy, I mean, is just... But I can feel it in my hands. Our hands are centers to impart and to guide and to direct energy to where we need it to be sometimes. And that is healing in there. Because it, as I was explaining with Jane last night, I take these and my hands, I can feel the heat and the tingling and the sensation of this energy. And we all can if we concentrate. We look at that and we see that and we begin to feel that energy in the palms of your hands. And I can take that and I can say, okay, I'm going to run this through my system. And I'm going to open my system up to the divine. And I begin to, with intention and knowing that my direction of my hands and that energy, and I'm going to start in my feet. And I'm going to feel that in my feet. And I'm just going to let that just go in my feet. And then as it does and I feel that, I begin to bring it up through my legs. And I feel that energy traveling through my legs. I'm a physical form here with that I've got here that needs some alignment done. So I'm going to do an alignment. And we can do this to ourselves. We can do this and assist each other. This is healing. We have wondered why we haven't got healings before is because we haven't known how to release this in us. We have not known how to let this flow in us. And we bring this on up and I'll say, and then I go to my base chakra. And I let that just rest in my base chakra, in the root. And as it opens front and back to let life flow through. and balance come to that area, that it's no longer imbalanced, and that all functions in me of my being that are affected in that lower realm, the gland that carries the hormones in that area, can be released, and the hormones released in that system that needs to be. And every area that's functioned by that, the hips, the legs, the knees, are functioned in that, by that root. They're affected by that root gland. You let that energy do that healing in there, do that opening in there. And as you do that, then you move it on up into your next, into the next, the spleen area. And you let the healing in the pancreas and all that is affected in this area that goes with that, the pains, the emotions, the things from childhood that had begun, all of that you begin to resolve. You don't have to think about what they all were necessarily. You don't have to call them out. Just know that you're opening that up to let healing flow. I'm letting all that come in from the back and to the front,
yes,
and let
yes.
that healing begin to flow and affect every area in my body, my physical body, that touches will be set right in a healing flow. I move it up into my solar plex and do the same thing. The healing from all of that is affected in that area to begin to heal. Move that energy. It's our intent and our knowing that we bring this. And this is physician, heal thyself.
Right.
This is physician, heal thyself. Move this to my heart, where my relationships have gone astray, where pain has come through, where so much things that have affected this. Not only the physical of my heart, but all the emotions that came with that. All of that came through, I let that healing flow through that and open me up to that pure light, life, and love that I am. And then I bring it to my throat, my expression, where I can begin to express my true being. Because that I'm opening up this area to cause my creativity to flow as I have connected to the divine. And that all that I am can begin to flow and manifest. I can be the manifested Son of God. Because now I'm on display. I'm on display in that perfect man that I am. And I bring that on up into my awareness of my pituitary gland here and my consciousness of God to know that and all of that it touches that body, that should affect in my body, begins to be set right. And then you move it on up to your crown.
Yes.
And when it's moved up to your crown, and that divine, that connection that moves this thing up to here, to the heavens, begins to open up. We have opened up every one of the seven seals at that point. And that connects us. That is our opening of this system. And right here, above this seventh seal, the seventh center, begins the eighth. The eighth is called the temple. And the book is in the temple. So we have opened this now, this book. And we have reached this, and then this begins to flow on, and it just travels through this system that I am. But it begins to set everything right, and I'm connecting to my godness now, my divinity of who I am. I am no longer relating just to a physical being. Because I am more than that.
Yes.
I am more than that. This is the true healing that we've looked for and we've longed for. And we have said, someday, you know, someday, somebody's going to walk in it. Today, I'm walking in it. Today, I'm walking in this. I am no longer going to be a someday person. Because we have the ability and the awareness now. You can do this, like I described, you can do this many times, however, in your private, wherever, whatever. Just begin to bring wholeness and balance to yourself. Begin to say, and it's your intent. As you focus on that, and your intent will set this body back in order. I can come to you, and I can bring my energy into your field, and I can assist you in your balancing of yourself. We don't need any tools. This is what a lot of this been laying on of hands. We didn't understand what it was about.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to touch that body to lay my hand on that body, because my hand is on that, and you don't feel it other than through your energy. And then through that, it can help balance you, but in turn it helps me. Your energy, it's going to be in turn. That's how we flow with each other. That's how we bring this together with each other. We fill this room with each other, with our beings, and we cause this. I don't know about you. I do know. We're tired. We're tired of the same old, and of coming together and leaving the same as we came, because we had the same thing told to us that we heard last time. We didn't bring anything new to it. We didn't give any new awareness to each other. And if we don't start changing and bring that anew, we will always leave the same as we came. But I'm going to tell you, none of us have to leave today the way we came. We came to be set in alignment. We came to be set right. We came that we may be whole. I am divine. You are divine. There is no separation. There is no separation. I will no longer perceive a separation. I will know that I am 100% what He said I am. I am 100%. I am 100%. I don't need to add anything to that to make it 110. I can't. I am 100% because He created me to be 100%. He didn't create me to be half. He didn't create me to be 90%. 99.9. He created me to be 100%. And now my awareness and knowing that I am that 100%, I can't add anything to make me that. I can only add to deplete me. When you have a cup of water and you have it full, it is 100% full. You put another drop in it, it's going to go over because it can't be any more than 100%. Okay, if we're going to add something to that water, say a slice of lemon, and we put that in there, it is going to deplete part of that 100%. It's not adding anything to it. It's depleting the 100%. It can never become that water. When you take that back out, you're down because it is spilled out. So everything we have tried to do through our religious systems and our beliefs and our traditions and our concepts has depleted us, not because we tried to make us 100%. We try to make us like God. But everything we've done to try to make us like Him has depleted us. You see what I'm saying? But we are 100% without any additives. I love it. I come to you without any additives. I'm 100%. I love that. Yes, it does. That word, that, that as that flows,
the
that goes. We are a continual. That's the truth passing through us. We are a continual flow of energy. What has caused a lot is we have had some blockage because of concepts, beliefs, ideas, whatever, all that I just covered. And it's caused that flow to not be continual. We have the continual flow from the divine. Yes. That's what it designed us to do, to be. That continual. That sets us free. And see, that is our manifestation then. That is our creative manifestation right there. It comes out. We speak it out. We become that. You become what you speak. Do you realize that? We have become what we have spoken. We have created and we have become that. It's an image. And it's a false graven image that we can tear down. And now we can become who we really are. Now, as this, we have been opened up. We speak who we really are. I won't speak anything less than who I am now as truth. Yes. We speak that, who we are now as truth. And now we become that, because we become what we speak. And that's where we express out of that right there, that center, that marriage supper, that garden spot, that all that that's pure and holy and undefiled of who we are, of who we are.
Andrew, can I say something about what you said? You reminded me of something in my spirit. And you said last night today about the person.
Uh-huh.
In the scriptures, Moses, the children of Israel, they were out in the wilderness and they got bit and they all died. But God said to Moses, Moses, you put this, make you a brazen serpent and put it on the pole.
Take it to the heaven realm.
And he said, everybody that even if they get bit, if they look upon this, they will be made whole.
Yes. Because if that is taking your serpent out of the earth realm and bringing it to the heaven realm to look at, it takes it, it brings it through your whole system because it has only lodged in our earth realm. And that is where, and it's death in that realm. Yep. We lift it up. That's what we're doing. This is our cross. This is.
Mm-hmm. The same thing that bit them,
yeah,
is it written, elevated,
yeah,
it was healed.
Right.
This is the serpent,
yeah,
that has bit.
Absolutely.
Take it from an earthly plane and put it in the heavens.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it'll heal.
Yes, it will.
That's hard stuff. This is the serpent seed,
yeah,
that had bit, mm-hmm, and brought death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Raise it.
Right.
Take it from this earthly plane. Mm-hmm. Put it in the heaven, in the divine.
Yes.
Bring them together.
Hallelujah.
Same thing that bit you.
Regeneration.
Will heal you.
Yeah. Not the old thing goes, you get drunk.
See, the serpent was God's divine creation.
Yeah. Absolutely was.
Yes, and he's been like all the rest, have got a bad rap.
Because
it is more subtle.
Yeah.
He's more subtle. This is more subtle, more wise, more crafty. We're all craftsmen, creative. We're all very creative.
And it's like you were saying, every time, that we, no matter who we are, every time that we separate and hear our ship from God, we give power to that beast maker, wherever, how you want to feed it to be. But like you said, right here, they say it. Okay. We've never been separated from God, even for a step here.
Yes, yes. We are not separated. We are one. We are one with Him. And to know that, to get a hold of that, changes your whole world. We can know that in intelligence. You know what I'm saying? But when you know that from experience, when you have the knowing of the intimacy of that, it changes you.
Ain't this awesome?
Awesome.